This episode is brought to you by the Deeper Christian Life Network. The Deeper Christian Life Network is an online network designed for mentoring and connection among those who want to deepen their spiritual walk. The network includes exclusive masterclasses that you can take at your own pace and much more. The masterclasses are conference messages based on themes and or letters in the New Testament that cannot be accessed anywhere else. The network opens up for registration periodically throughout the year. Go to thedeeperchristianlife.com and check out samples and join the waitlist if you're interested. Welcome, welcome, fun seekers, to another edition of the Christ is All podcast. Now, if you're new to the podcast, the title of this show comes from Colossians 3, verse 11, Christ is All. And as I have said many times, Christ is all, everything else is commentary. Now, in this episode, I am going to answer a question, a common complaint, and I expect that this will be a cornerstone episode wherein when someone I know, you know, or an acquaintance says, I cannot find Christian fellowship. I can't find believers of like mind to gather with. This will be the episode to hand them. Now, I am speaking to two groups of Christians. The first group of Christians are those who are on the deeper journey. This would be people who have read my books, the ones that I have published since 2010, that are about the kingdom of God, that are about Jesus Christ, that are about spiritual formation, transformation, ministry, spiritual power, etc. And of course, the eternal purpose. And Christians who read those books in this first group are part of many, many different kinds of church forms, from institutional to traditional to liturgical to groups that meet in unconventional ways. They're all over the place. And this group would also be comprised of people who listen to this podcast, the Christ is All podcast, as well as the Insurgents podcast. And they are looking for other believers who are on the deeper journey. Now, many of them are part of the Deeper Christian Life Network, but not all of them are. And they're looking for local believers, people who live in close proximity to them, with whom they can fellowship. Now, if you're not familiar with the deeper journey, there is an episode on this podcast entitled, What is the Deeper Journey? And I would strongly encourage you to find it. The podcast is on all podcast platforms, and just look through all of the episodes and you will see it. It's one of the most important episodes on this show. So that's the first group, those who are on the deeper journey. The second group are those who read my very old books back in 2008 and 2009, Pagan Christianity with George Barna, which is not a standalone book, and it was not written for all Christians. It was only written for Christians who had left the institutional church or they were on their way out. And then the constructive sequels that give solutions. That would be Reimagining Church and Finding Organic Church. Those three books were written between 2008 and 2009, and they advocate the organic expression of the church, which is not the equivalent of a house church or a simple church. And I have discussed the difference on this podcast many times, as well as in many articles on the blog, frankviola.org. So I'm not going to rehash that. But I will say, and I will repeat, that the season of interest in organic church life ended in 2012. And at the time of this recording, very few Christians are interested in meeting organically. The season has not yet changed. I believe it will change one day, but it has not up until this point. There is an article on the blog called Why You Can't Find an Organic Church. Just go to my blog and look at the articles section, or if you go to Podbean and look at the Christ Is All podcast. You will see it in the show notes. I would also encourage you to listen to episode 185 of this podcast entitled Industrial Church and Discipleship. All right, now here is my advice for both groups, those who are on the deeper journey and those who are interested in organic church life. First, start a kingdom cell. What's a kingdom cell? Well, I wrote a book fairly recently entitled Insurgents Reclaiming the Gospel of the Kingdom. It is my most radical and most powerful book. Some have called it my signature work. If you have not read that book, I cannot stress enough to read it. And as I have said many times, there are six parts in the book. If part one doesn't grab you, just move on to part two. Do the same with the other parts. You can always come back because each part does something differently, yet they all go together. In that book, on pages 329 to 331 and also page 432, I introduce the idea of sleeper cells in the world of terrorism. And I use that as an analog for a kingdom cell. A kingdom cell is not a cell church. It is something completely different, and it only requires two people. That's you and another believer, not your spouse, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend. And I give a recipe for how to form a kingdom cell where you live. It's on the blog. It'll be in the show notes on the Podbean podcast app for this show. Or you can just go to the articles on the blog, frankviola.org, and type in the search window kingdom cell, and it will pop up. Now, if you cannot find a soul in your area where you live to meet with as a kingdom cell, here is a recipe. I've used this myself more than once over the years, so I have tested it first, as I do with anything I pass on to others. Get on Google and search every church near you in a 30-mile radius. Churches near me, for example. Copy and paste each one, and I mean all churches, evangelical, non-denominational, charismatic, Baptist, Pentecostal, Assemblies of God, Church of God, Nazarene, Church of Christ, Methodist, Presbyterian, CMA, Vineyard, etc. If you're someone who likes liturgical services, then add the Episcopal Church, Catholic, Anglican, Orthodox. All right, and here's what you do. Every weekend when you are in town, attend one church service from that list. Now, what I have done is I began with the churches that were closest to my house, and then I worked outward to those that were further away. And as you attend the service, you're doing a few things. One, you're taking notes. You're taking notes not on the sermon, okay, unless you want to, but you're taking notes on the highlights. And also, and this is critical, on if they have a weekday Bible study or home group. That's what you want to visit, all right? Those are the groups that you want to visit, okay? If you felt a good vibe from the service. Not that you loved it, not that you thought it was remarkable, but you concluded they weren't a cult, okay? But what you're doing in this exercise as you visit each church in a 30-mile radius, you're putting your finger on the pulse of what's happening spiritually in your local area. You're finding out what the Christians who live where you live are consuming, what they're getting excited about, or what's putting them to sleep, whichever. Now, I will say this to you. When I have done this, I did it a number of years ago, and I found one pastor out of dozens who had an amazing gift. This gentleman was so anointed. And by the way, that is very rare today. Rarer than chicken molars. To have a pastor who can preach heaven down, his messages being anointed, powerful, insights that are uncommon. Very, very rare. Very, very rare today. And I'll give you a warning as well. If you've not attended an institutional church for a while, it is very common for the worship teams to now put their drummers in cages. I guess they figured that a hot-headed percussionist might begin hurling drumsticks into the congregation. So now you don't have to worry about an eye being taken out by a flying drumstick. Anyway, make note of the different churches and their practices. What you will find as well is While you may not be able to abide the sermon, and I just say that based on my experience, because most pastors are not gifted like the one I had mentioned, listen to the songs and write down some of the lyrics. If you hear a worship song or praise song, that is just electrifying. Now, that too has been rare in my experience, but I found one recently. I visited a church not too long ago, and there was one song out of their playlist, so to speak, that was just incredible. I'd never heard it before. And so I wrote down some of the lyrics, went on to Google, looked up those lyrics, and boom, the song came up. Fantastic song. Now, you may find in your journey of visiting these different churches, these different Bible studies, these different home groups, you may find one Christian that you connect with and become friends with and have significant fellowship with. And I am an exhibit of what I'm telling you because I have met two Christians over the years who were part of traditional types of churches that have been in my life, and they have become very good friends of mine. So, those are two recipes for finding fellowship where you live. The creation of a kingdom cell and the visitation of nearby churches with purpose. I will end by saying nothing gets done without intention. These prescriptions will only work if you put them into practice. Prayerfully, of course, but action is required nonetheless. If you're new to the podcast, there are over 200 previous episodes that you can binge on, all of which are devoted to deepening your spiritual life. And if you're interested in listening to or hearing some of the greatest songs I have ever heard in my life, some of which have been written by people I know, you can go to frankviola.org/songs. And also, if you're interested in listening to the conference messages that are in our catalog, all of which are free to listen to, of course, go to frankviola.org/messages. There are over 60 messages on all different subjects listed on that page. Until next time, God bless. Hey guys, this is a postscript just before you head out and we part ways. I have created a bundle of free resources. This would include my other podcasts, the YouTube channel, several free ebooks, free seminars, and other free resources. And you can find all of that at frankviola.com. And if you go to frankviola.com, you will see in the top menu a link that says free stuff. You just click on that and you will be taken to the free resources page. Also, a number of you have asked if you could donate to help defray the costs of the podcasts and also to express appreciation for the value that you've been receiving. You're under no obligation to donate. I don't ask for donations, but should you have it on your heart to do so, you can go to frankviola.us. That's frankviola.us, and that will take you to a donate page. There's three different options you can use to donate, all of them simple. Thank you very much, and God bless.